And Del Mar in for Aaron. Coming up, we'll speak to David Ouellette of the Center for Israel and Jewish Affairs about the upcoming conference in Montreal, funded by basically every level of government, called the World Social Forum. And they put out a pretty nasty racist cartoon really directed towards Jews, and we'll talk to him about that in a second. They've since taken it off their website, but the fact that it was there is pretty disturbing. Kevin O'Leary on the way, and like I say, Dowson plus Chris Abel on tech in the next hour. First, though, there is a new season of these ghost tours happening in Montreal. The public versions of these tours are going to kick off, today, actually, and for $20, you can get a tour of Montreal's haunted landmarks. And joining us is Donovan King. He is the co-owner, or is the owner-operator of Haunted Montreal and hauntedmontreal.com. Mr. King, hello.
Hey, how are you, Dan?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good, thanks. Very good.
So a new season leading up to, I suppose, the Halloween season in October. You're going to give these tours as a part of the Haunted Montreal tour sessions here. And can you tell us a bit first about your thoughts about ghosts in general? I mean, when you're giving these tours, are you doing this more from a historical perspective, or do you believe that the ghosts exist and are still here today?
Well, I'm actually a bit of a ghost agnostic, so I don't really believe 100%, nor do I not believe 100%. So I'm sort of the type of person who needs more evidence before I can decide upon that. So I'm really doing this mostly as a historian, as an actor, and as a storyteller, and that's sort of how I got involved in this genre. And so I really love delving into a lot of deep research here into the city to find the ghost stories that are out there. And there's actually about 120 different stories that I have on my list that I'm researching. So you can imagine there's quite a lot of material out there. And we also have a blog on our website called the Haunted Montreal Blog, where we publish one of these ghost stories on the 13th of every single month. And so this way we can sort of get people more and more involved in this idea of the hauntings that exist here in Montreal, which is, I believe, the most haunted city in all of Canada.
You've been doing this for a while. What first piqued your interest about all of these ghost stories?
Well, I sort of got hooked into this genre in the early 1990s when a man named Bob Short was in town, and he'd set up a haunted house in DeCarey Square called the Chateau Greystoke, and he'd actually won an Oscar award for his design work on movies like Beetlejuice and A Nightmare Before Christmas. And so he introduced me to the genre. He hired me to help him hire actors because I was bilingual. I could help him in that way. And I really sort of got hooked. And so I ended up working in England, running the London Dungeon, which is a very large tourist attraction of this nature. And when I got back here to Montreal, I wanted to continue this. And so I worked for a company called Fantôme Montréal, or Montreal Ghost. I still work with them, actually. And then started my own company, Haunted Montreal, about 3 years ago.
What are some of the most popular ghosts in Montreal? Who comes up most often?
Well, probably the most celebrated ghost would be that of Mary Gallagher, and she was a prostitute who was murdered by her best friend in Griffintown in 1879. And if you look through the historical records and the newspaper articles and whatnot, you actually see her mentioned quite a lot between 1879 and the present. So that's a very popular ghost story where she's said to return every 7 years seeking her head because she had been decapitated. Now, another sort of famous story is that of a man named Simon McTavish, and he was said to haunt Mount Royal, and in a very particular manner. He was actually said to toboggan down the slopes of Mount Royal in his own coffin, terrorizing people. And this was just sort of around the early to mid-1800s when McGill University was opening its doors around that period. And it became so disturbing of a story that the city decided to actually bury his mausoleum and sort of demolish this castle that he had built in 1861 and just try to get rid of all of the evidence of this really incredible story, because, you know, people were so disturbed by these various ghost stories up there on the mountain. And so the city decided to try to sort of erase that part of the history. And so if you dig deep enough, you can find these amazing paintings showing him in his coffin in places like the McCord Museum or in the McGill Archives. You can dig up a lot of information on this fellow who was actually James McGill's neighbor. So that would be another example of a very popular ghost story, at least in the 1800s, something that we're trying to sort of bring back nowadays with tours like our Haunted Mountain Tour up on Mount Royal.
Donovan King joins us. He's the owner-operator of Haunted Montreal. How does someone become that legend? You mentioned a couple of incidents, murders, things like that. I mean, when does it get to ghost proportions, and how does someone really become, in the mythology, a ghost?
Yeah, well, usually there has to be some sort of a tragic event or something unexpected or something like that. So, for example, Mary Gallagher was murdered and decapitated by her best friend, Susie Kennedy, whereas Simon McTavish had married this young woman, and he was building this dream home for her, this big castle up on Mount Royal. He was a rich fur baron, and, you know, essentially he died of pleurisy and pneumonia because he ignored his doctor's orders to take some bed rest, and he died just a few weeks before his castle was ready to be established. And so it was this shocking story where the richest man in the city had suddenly perished before his home was completed. And then to make matters worse, his wife ran off with another man just following his funeral. And so that certainly stoked a lot of rumors that he was returning to haunt the place.
So it's that little bit of extra background or interesting plot twist to the story that maybe makes it so much more ghost-worthy.
Yeah, and McTavish's mausoleum was also broken into, for example, by McGill students who were members of the snowshoeing club. Those were sort of the frat boys of the 1830s. And so, you know, that would certainly contribute to the story as well, because it was after that time that the rumors really began taking off. And so, you know, any of these sort of incidents certainly contribute to ghostly happenings and stories.
Donovan King from Haunted Montreal. The website is hauntedmontreal.com, and the tours start tonight, actually, on the mountain tours tonight at 8:30 p.m., and you can reserve online there. Donovan King, thanks so much.
My pleasure.